Welcome to the fifth episode of Smith the U.S. History Audio Boom Podcast. Today's topic is Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation represents our first government. It's a government that we often don't talk about a whole lot as Americans. It's really kind of forgotten. But it tells us a lot about the nature of government, our fears about it. It has some successes and it has some failures that we can learn from. So, let's begin with talking about the Articles' successes. The Articles goes into effect in 1781. So, if the Revolution starts in 1776, this is effectively 5 years afterwards, but they had drawn up the plans previously, so many years before, and it just takes that long to go into effect. Either way, the Articles gets us through the American Revolution, and when it does, it allows us to beat arguably the best army in the world at that point in history, quite a success. And then number two, the Articles has a big success that we call the Northwest Ordinance. The Northwest Ordinance will outlive the Articles. The Northwest Ordinance will be later adopted as well by the new government that we create called the U.S. Constitution. So both of these like the Northwest Ordinance and they carry it on. They carry it forward. What the Northwest Ordinance does is it creates an orderly process for the admission of new states as the United States expands westward. The first one of these states will be Ohio, and Ohio will come in 1803, followed by Indiana in 1816. So you have to have 60,000 settlers who move into the region before they can be declared a state. But when they do, they have all the same rights as a Virginia or Pennsylvania or a Massachusetts or New York. They're on the same level. So this is the big success of the Articles. Weaknesses. The Articles have several glaring weaknesses. In the attempt to keep power out of the national government, the Articles of Confederation puts it in the hands of the states. And it's all a reaction to the power being in the hands of the king as a central government previously. They want to avoid that, so they put that power all in the states' hands. And what will happen is they put too much power there, ultimately leaving not enough power to effectively govern the nation. So what will occur is that some of the big glaring weaknesses that just create the eventual downfall is, one, they really have no effective executive branch. And by executive, we mean a presidency and someone who enforces the laws. There is a president, but that president serves only a one-year term. And so there's going to be about 8 or 9 presidents of the Articles, and nobody really cares about them. So don't worry about them. But the first president was a guy named John Hanson. He's a good kind of trivia figure. You're ever on Jeopardy. You're ever, you know, history buffs talking about history. John Hanson really is in some ways, our first president. But he's a president of a government that we're no longer a part of. So John's the first guy, not George in that sense. But if somebody asks you about who the first president was, it's really George Washington. In this sense, it's John Hanson. So the executive doesn't have much power. Additionally, there's no judicial branch at the national level in the Articles. So these are two branches that are big time in the Constitution that just really have no power in the Articles. So they can't settle disputes. There's no judges at the national level to settle big questions about the law. Next thing. What occurs is this legislative branch in the Articles, which has most of the power, it cannot regulate national trade. So one thing that occurs is that doesn't sound like a giant big deal until you realize that this is how people make their money. And states like New York will talk about going to war with states like Connecticut over trade disputes. Additionally, it cannot raise taxes. A government that cannot raise taxes has no money. A government without money has no power. Next thing, it cannot raise an army. So we got a government without tax money, without power, without an army, without an effective presidency, without a judicial branch to help decide court cases. All these things are going to keep creating sets of problems, but they can be ignored for a while until what will be the final thing, which we call Shays' Rebellion. And Shays' Rebellion is a group of farmers in Massachusetts who, unable to pay off their debts, having their homes taken from them, believing they're going to end up in debtor's prison, where they will not be able to pay things off and they're stuck in there, they get their guns and they march on the capital of Massachusetts. And although it's put down, Shays' Rebellion gets put down and nothing too violent occurs, what does occur is that it scares the nation into making a change. And so Shays' Rebellion is where the nation wakes up and says, hey, we have to make a change, and they call what we call the Constitutional Convention. That's what's going to come out of this. And we will break down the Constitutional Convention in the next podcast. We will get into the small details that are important for Star. But today, we just wanted to cover, within about 6 minutes or so here, America's first government. And you guys are now needing to take that Edmodo quiz. And if you have a question, as always, send me a direct message or shoot me an email at gsmitehey@ccisd.net. Thank you.